coming back home and taking a look at the JSC's performance today. Very different performance being put on by the local bourse, with the all share gaining 0.4%, as you can see there, bolstered by the financial 15 space and the industrial 25 sectors, those trading 0.75% and 0.4% higher respectively. Resources 10 component though bucking the overall trend, but only just a pretty flat performance being put on there, despite quite a bit of rand strength that filtered through today. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at some of the factors influencing market activity today is Stephen Schultz from Momentum. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. So the market seems to be buying risk rather than selling it, and that largely due to the expectation of looser Fed monetary policy, despite South Africa's idiosyncratic risks continuing. What are you making of the current movement we're seeing?
Yeah, so unfortunately it was a rather disappointing interest rate decision, and I say that with respect. It was not a surprise at all, so definitely speaking towards script. And consensus view materializing. So not a lot of surprises.
Disappointing that it was boring, or disappointing that we saw a 25 basis point cut?
Look, it might be me with a home loan that was hoping for 50, but I was hoping for a little bit more, and certainly our current growth dynamic and subdued growth certainly suggests a bit of a kickstart is required. Inflation is certainly under control. In fact, for 6 consecutive months running up to this decision, we've seen inflation come in below the midpoint of benchmark. So I think there was a little bit room to be a bit more aggressive in rate cutting.
Maybe I'm sure you're not the only South African consumer feeling this way right now. Nevertheless, we had financials and industrials moving ahead, and in large part, reacting positively, as reflected by the rand strength that filtered through today. So overall, market reaction positive. How do you trade on the sub positioning right now?
Yeah, so look, I think for an interest rate move, maybe we didn't see as much movement. And once again, I think that's just because it didn't catch anyone by surprise. But be that as it may, an interest rate cut is always great for certain sectors, most notably those in consumer sectors. Consumer in South Africa, it's no secret, under massive pressure. So the likes of retailers, financial service providers, etc. It's definitely a boost for them. We saw a little bit of strength come through in the late afternoon as a result of the 25 basis point cut. Mm-hmm. But again, it was not a material move. So somebody who ignored the interest rate headlines wouldn't have seen anything fishy in the markets today, I suspect. We saw miners, for example, have a little bit of strength in the morning. The market really held its breath until the interest rate decision. I think the real interesting one would have been the South African rand, to be honest. We saw strength come through in the South African rand. In any country that's cutting rates, for strength to come through is a bit of an odd situation. You'd expect a bit of weakness. And that can tell you a few things. I think the first one, maybe the market was with me in terms of being a little bit more aggressive, and some were hopeful that a 50 basis point cut was coming. So maybe the confirmation of 25 creates a bit of rand strength. But I think there's also a global macro environment, and the hunt for yield globally is certainly game on.
Yeah, as you say, not only surprising given that we've seen an interest rate cut, but also surprising because we saw that growth forecast being slashed from 1% down to 0.6%.
Yeah, absolutely dismal. Again, I think that, if anything, my home loan aside, the current growth dynamic motivates a further cut. So I think it was probably a very measured response, to be honest, the 25 basis points, but it's certainly not the end of the rate cutting cycle. I think this is probably the first of many.
Okay, so that's happening on the macroeconomic scene. Quite a bit of company news filtering through in the form of trading updates today. And let's perhaps start off with a retailer of sorts, Richemont, growing sales by 12 months in the 3 months to the end of June. And on a headline basis, that's certainly looking impressive. But when you drill down into the detail, we've seen a lot of acquisitive activity being attributed to that. And also, if you then drill further and look at sales rising at 6% at actual exchange rates, stripping out that acquisitive activity, or 3% at constant exchange rates, one wonders whether you are as encouraged.
Yeah, so I think the headlines were a little bit more encouraging. So 12% sales growth is great in this current environment. It is only a quarterly result, so one needs to caution against that. I think what was really interesting for me is drilling down by region. So what you find is Asia was by far the standout performer for the group. We saw a little bit of a pocket of weakness, I suppose, in the US with low single-digit growth. But I think the most interesting was Europe moving backwards marginally. So I think they contracted about 1%. So if you are wealthy, it appears that Europe's not the place to be at the moment. So that was certainly interesting. And also the online sales channels that they're opening up, stripping those out also takes sales down to about 6% if you move out the recent acquisitions for Net-a-Porter and Watchfinder.
And a Middle East and Africa region also not blinging bright. I mean, those sales there falling back 12% and the company attributing that to unfavorable currency movements.
Yeah. I think one also needs to caution against just this result. So we didn't see a lot of action on the share price as a result of this. But one needs to bear in mind that over the last 6 months, this count is up about a third. So it's had a remarkable run. Holding flat at these levels is actually a bit of an endorsement on your results.
Okay, so not too pretty a picture there if you drill down into the detail. I guess the markets are more receptive to Anglo-American and what it's put on the table. A share price up 3.4%. It was the second best performer on the top 40 index today. Of course, lowering its full-year production targets, but saying that it will be keeping its group forecast broadly intact.
Yes. So I think Brazil was certainly a nice surprise, and that managed to offset some of the bad news within the group. What we did see from a production number is pretty much stagnant, so I think they are going to deliver on those. Funny enough, if you drill down into those numbers and you have a look at the De Beers forecasts coming through, they're trimming back quite sharply on their diamond production. So forecast for the year went from 33 million carats down to 31. Mm-hmm. And that effectively is the exact same market that a Richemont, I think, to an extent plays in. So certainly not a consistent view across both counters in terms of sales growth. And they made a couple of interesting comments about some lower quality gems flooding the market, and they're intentionally now trimming back quality gems to balance out.
Well, we'll see how that all plays out in the long run. Amidst it all, what's your stock pick, Stephen?
So I think sometimes it does pay to swim with the current, and by that measure, I'm looking at Mr. Price. So Mr. Price is a retailer. Retailers have been hard hit over the past year. It's no secret consumers under massive pressure, and as a result, they've had negative performance so far this year. So year to date, they're down about 9%. They've got an exceptionally strong balance sheet, low levels of debt, low credit extension, great management. Our baseline in Momentum Securities is we're projecting a baseline increase of 12% per annum for the next 2 years, which we think is pretty decent.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Stephen. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Stephen Schultz is with Momentum. What's your stock pick, Stephen?
So I think sometimes it does pay to swim with the current, and by that measure, I'm looking at Mr. Price. So Mr. Price is a retailer. Retailers have been hard hit over the past year. It's no secret consumers under massive pressure, and as a result, they've had negative performance so far this year. So year to date, they're down about 9%. They've got an exceptionally strong balance sheet, low levels of debt, low credit extension, great management. Our baseline in Momentum Securities is we're projecting a baseline increase of 12% per annum for the next 2 years, which we think is pretty decent.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Stephen. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Stephen Schultz is with Momentum.